1420, please.
Request of Michael Withy to address council regarding homelessness.
Good morning. Come on up.
This is actually more, Michael Withy, sorry, Micro Community Concepts. This is more about, you want to switch it? This is more about the individual shelter unit clusters, the tiny house communities that we're trying to produce here in Portland. So over the past 3 years, I've been invited to panel, present, and lecture on the tiny house movement and its many facets. So I've been, let's say, Georgia Alliance to End Homelessness in Savannah. Many. You have them listed there. So the tiny house movement is basically five different sections. So there's the tiny house movement, which is on wheels. We see them around Portland. They're constructed well. Them are what we call tiny houses. We have accessory dwelling units, which are built in backyards. They could also be converted garages and basements. We have intentional communities, which sometimes are Cobb homes, but they're usually very small dwellings here in Portland. So intentional communities are basically either for religious or agricultural reasons or just living off-grid. So there's also the individual shelter units and clusters. That's what this is about today. So I've studied over the last few years some successful examples and some unsuccessful examples around the country. And so what I put together is just sort of what these clusters are supposed to be and what they're not supposed to be. We are a national movement. We're probably in about 15 cities now where we're using these tiny houses without electricity, without plumbing, just as a very... So we have a temporary solution to the lack of shelter space in the city. These are mobile. So all of these, whether they're built on wheels or whether they're built to be picked up with a forklift and put on the back of a flatbed, are easily moved around. So you could have a lease for 6 months and move them to the next place. The individual shelters are not permanent housing. They should have six-month increments where people can stay if they're working with their caseworkers and moving forward. They should be administered by outside sources, not the people living inside of the community. It's good to have them manage the community, but not to administer and to write the rules. It's not a place to be complacent. People need to volunteer. They need to participate not only in that small community, but in the community surrounding them. So that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you. But I just want to thank you. I was able to participate in that design charrette that you and others were involved in with a bunch of young architects and activists and houseless folks and people from Portland State. And then they built, I think many of us got to see, I did, the prototypes of all those designs and displayed them out in a park block. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your help with that for a week or so. And now you're working with Ben Morrow to find a location for those that I think is going to house, that are going to house 14 women that are now living outside.
That's right.
So talk about taking it from idea to reality. So I appreciate your work and a lot of people's work on doing just that. And this tiny house idea is an important ingredient in what we're trying to do as a city. So thank you.
Right, and we thank you for heading that up.
Thank you. It's going to make a difference. Thank you, Michael. Okay.